this good and this deep at this point, considering all the things that have happened, with key players missing and still being able to do what you have.
I know this about our football team, and it's been this way now for a year and a half, is it doesn't matter what happens with injury in our on our roster. The next guy, the coaches do an outstanding job of getting that next guy ready and prepared to play. You know, obviously coming into this season, to kind of follow up on the question, I think in the back of my mind, You hope and you want to be a good football team. Everybody aspires to be good football teams. But the way we're doing it with the amount of backup players in these first 5 weeks is a testament to the coaching staff and the players in that dressing room and the resiliency that they have to never quit and to never finish.
Well, so where you can go then?
I think sky's the limit, you know. Sky's the limit. And you know, the key is just staying grounded and staying focused on our job and focused on the next game. And I mean, as you know, these wins, these losses, whatever, are short lived in this business, and you got to get yourself ready to go within 24 hours.
Carson was 11 for 12 today on third down with 3 touchdown passes. He's got a 137.7 third down passer rating this season. A year ago, he had some of the worst third down numbers in the league. Is it just a guy that's a year older and wiser, or what?
Yeah, I think it's part of it. I also think that the personnel we have on offense, you know, helps that. I think the offensive line protection in some of those areas obviously helps that. But this is one of the things that you know, we talk about all spring and summer with him was the third downs and emphasizing the third downs and he does an outstanding job. He and Jason Kelce both with protection, redirecting protection, because there were a couple extra blitzers today that Carson either, you know, sidestepped or got the ball out. And then, listen, it's just a credit to the guys down the field. I mean, there are some big plays made today that, you know, we expect. We don't want to be in those long situations, obviously, but we do expect to execute that way and hopefully stay on the field.
What's the biggest reason for the improvement Nelson's made this year?
It's confidence. It's total confidence. And it's you know, I think it's me believing in him, the coaching staff on offense believing in him, the players around him believing in him. And, you know, I see this kid every single day. And the way he walks in the building with confidence, nothing gets him down. He works extremely hard, and he's playing at a high level right now.
In the first quarter, to get a 3-touchdown lead, what was clicking, and what did that do for you guys as well?
Yeah, it was obviously the opening drive, you know, to start things off, and you know, I talk every week about starting fast and defense, you know, getting off the field, offense going down and putting the points up, and you know, I, the challenge this week. And this is a good front, you know, to run the ball against. And it wasn't pretty at times, but we were patient there, being able to run the ball, and then the big play. You know, it's something we haven't seen offensively in recent weeks, and it was good to see that today, and that helped us jump out to that lead.
You had the 6-minute 44-second drive last week, and this week you weren't exactly clinging to a small lead, but you had a 13-play 9-plus-minute drive. Fourth quarter that chewed up basically the whole clock. What do you attribute your 4-minute offense and the success of that this year? Or again, you know, last year it wasn't as good.
Well, again, it starts with the offensive line, and you know, they take it upon themselves to you know, run block, and because they know the run game is coming, especially in that situation. And you know, Coach Stoutland does an outstanding job each week, you know, preparing those guys. And again, running the football is a mindset. And, you know, to see our backs, you know, spring free and to see LeGarrette and Corey and Kenyon to bust tackles and you know, extend the run is – and then to see the excitement by the offensive line, they feed off of that. And they get motivated by that. And they just take it upon themselves to dominate in that situation.
Doug, you mentioned the big plays not clicking early. You've heard a lot about that, whether it's drops or Carson misfiring. How important is it to get some success with those deep balls today?
It's huge. It's huge. It's again, it's a tribute to the way the guys work in practice, after practice, even before practice, throwing those balls. Carson really wants to detail that with Alshon, with Torrey, obviously with Nelson and Zach and the guys. And it just doesn't happen if they don't work at it. I'm a big believer that if you don't work it during the week, it's hard to do it on game day. And these guys just work at it, you know, every day in practice.
Lane left with the head injury. Can you confirm that that's a concussion? And if so, is it even possible for him to clear the concussion protocol by Thursday?
Yeah, I can't confirm at this time, obviously, until we get more information with him. But, you know, I just will say this, that Big V did a nice job in his absence. I'll find out more tomorrow.
Doug, the Cardinals have a pretty good secondary. Did you see anything specific that led you to believe you can exploit them today?
No, I just felt like this was a pretty sound defense. I know they were missing one of their top pass rushers, you know, but they really do a nice job against the run, and they got some really good athletes and secondary guys that can defend the pass. But again, I just think that, you know, you get into the game, you get into the flow of the game, and you kind of test the waters a little bit on certain plays, and you want to see what you can kind of do and execute. And I thought today our execution was pretty good. It wasn't perfect, but overall was pretty good. And you know, Carson being able to make some accurate throws today, and again, the guys down the field did a nice job, you know, route running.
On the other side, your secondary, how do you think they played?
I thought they played well. I mean, really outside of the one touchdown drive, I mean, our defense played lights out all day. And our secondary, you know, we're going to make some of those plays, obviously. We had chances to intercept the ball, and we were in position to make plays, and they battled. I mean, again, that's a, you know, Fitzgerald is one of the best, if not the best, one of the, you know, in the league right now as a receiver, and where he has it at a veteran leader on that football team. They got a couple of fast, you know, receivers that can get open. I just thought our defense did an outstanding job, and it really starts with the pass rush, and they were able to get to Carson a little bit today.
You mentioned redirecting protections, the two long pass plays on touchdowns on third down. The second one was a blitz. It looked like, I mean, Carson did a great job of slipping away from a guy, but the first one he had plenty of time. I mean, how much of that was reading at the line?
Yeah, you know, both of those were opportunities to redirect, and really any time a team, you know, zero blitzes, are always going to be one extra typically. And I think on both of those opportunities, did a nice job of you know, sliding the protection. He and Kelsey on the same page, and then the backs doing a good job in their protection too. I thought Corey and LeGarrette, Kenyon, also in pass protection, did a nice job, you know, keeping the hit off of Carson.
What'd you see from Torrey this week and how he handled kind of the struggles and the importance of him being able to deliver on, you know, the big play, what he was brought here for?
He's another one. He's a veteran player. You know, he never gets down on himself. He keeps coming to work every day and works extremely hard and works with Carson, you know, in practice, before and after, and you know, he's another one that just says, hey, okay, I made a couple mistakes, it's behind me, let's move forward. And it was exciting for him today, made some big plays, obviously, down the field. And, you know, that's the type of player he is. And, you know, things are going to happen. Guys are going to make mistakes out there when you're playing 65 or 70 snaps a game. There's going to be mistakes, but it's how fast they can put it behind them and move forward. And that's one thing Torrey has the ability to do.
Special teams, Kenyon's return, what did that do for you guys?
Just uplifts the whole team. Obviously puts us in great field position offensively. Thought he did an outstanding job there today in the return game, also as a runner.
How big was this one for you? And consider the short turnaround at Carolina. I know every game is big. You try to take it the one game at a time, but how important was this one for you?
Well, it's big, I think, in a number of reasons. One, in front of our fans back at home. We haven't had too many of these games at home yet. I mean, this is the second one, and the crowd did an outstanding job for us, and love to see them here early and stay late. Great to get the win, obviously, at home, and it just kind of gives you momentum, even on short weeks. It just gives you a little bit of a shot in the arm going forward this week. And, you know, again, it's really a short-lived victory because we're back to work tomorrow, but we just got to ride this wave and keep it rolling.
In talking to them just now, what was the message?
Basically that. I was so proud of them, the way they worked, another team effort, all three phases. I told him that, you know, I felt like this year that by far in our five games that was the most dominating performance that they've had as a team. And basically get ready on a short week. It's time we got to flip it around, and really tomorrow's like a Wednesday. So we got to come to work ready to go.
Is it important for a team like yours after four very close games to get a game like this where they were dominant, as you said?
It is. It's really it's good for the football team as a whole. It's great to score touchdowns, which we kind of failed to do a little bit last week down in the red zone. We were able to take advantage, and then the big play offensively was key, I think, in this game. But you know, to have one of these performances, is great for the guys in the locker room, coaches and players, and again, it's just something we got to just continue to ride the wave and get ready for another good opportunity on Thursday.
Enjoy celebrating.
You know what? I caught it late, so I think he hit a home run or something, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. Thanks.